think about this for a minute. Why couldn't Jesus carry his own cross? When they got to the place called Skull Hill, they crucified him, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus prayed, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." The people stood there staring at Jesus, and the ringleaders made faces, teasing, "He saved others. Let's see him save himself, the Messiah of God. Ha! The Chosen. Ha!" The soldiers also came up and poked fun at him, making a game of it. "So you're the king of the Jews. Save yourself." Printed over him was a sign, "This is the king of the Jews." Here's an important thing to remember. What did Jesus ask God to do to the soldiers and the others who hurt and killed him? One of the criminals hanging alongside cursed him. "Some Messiah you are. Save yourself. Save us." But the other one made him quiet down. "Have you no fear of God? We deserve this, but not him. He did nothing to deserve this." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you enter your kingdom." He said, "Don't worry, I will. Today you will join me in paradise." By now it was noon. The whole earth became dark. The darkness lasting 3 hours, a total blackout. Jesus called loudly, "Father, I place my life in your hands." Then he breathed his last. When the captain there saw what happened, he honored God. This man was innocent, a good man, and innocent. All who had come around to watch were overcome with grief and headed home. Those who knew Jesus well, along with the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood a respectful distance and kept watch. See if you can remember, after watching Jesus die, what did the captain of the soldiers say about him? There was a man by the name of Joseph, a member of the Jewish High Council, a man of good heart and good character.